Toronto. Things continue to heat up in the Ring of Fire region. George Peary, the Minister of Mines, was joined by Chief Bruce Acknepinescombe of Martin Falls, and Chief Cornelius Wabass of Webbeke First Nation at this year's Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada, PDAC, conference in Toronto on March 5. They announced a community development aid agreement signed by all three parties to create infrastructure projects that could support future development opportunities in the Ring of Fire. Minister Peary emphasized the need for this new agreement, especially in providing further opportunities for Martin Falls and Webbeke to participate in the regional economy and benefit from better access to the highway, referring to the deal as the next step towards advanced economic reconciliation. Our agreement commits Ontario to supporting shovel-ready infrastructure projects to help each First Nation prepare for future economic development opportunities such as road construction and mining development. This lays the foundation for building the Corridor to Prosperity, an all-season road network that would link Martin Falls First Nation and Webbeke First Nation to the highway network and the mining opportunities in the Ring of Fire, Peary said. The aim is to invest in projects that meet the specific needs of each First Nation, he said. Peary specifically mentioned new health and training facilities, recreation centers, commercial buildings and labor force development programs as some of the projects that would be eligible for funding in Martin Falls and Webbeke. He said a major priority in the agreement is working together on everything from construction to ownership and governance, particularly while environmental assessments in the region are ongoing. This is about improving project timelines. We cannot wait for the environmental assessments to be completed before we start thinking about what the future will look like should the EAs be approved, Peary said. Acknepinescombe echoed Peary's remarks when he said the future is what is at stake, addressing historic injustices committed against First Nations and Indigenous people. It's very important to our members, especially our youth, who need a future as bright as can be, Acknepinescombe said. Moving forward with Ontario in a collaborative manner, we need to also address our past history and learn from that history and move forward in a bright, positive manner that ensures First Nations have their rightful place in this land that we call Canada. Historically, there are injustices faced by our First Nations with resource development. We seek to chart a new path moving forward in that any development that happens in our territory, the First Nations will lead. We're doing that by being proponents of those environmental assessments that ensure these developments happen in the near future. While Martin Falls First Nation has been charting their own path lobbying for the Martin Falls Community Access Road, and Webbeke First Nation with their Webbeke Supply Road, both First Nations have partnered on the Northern Road Link Assessment. Wabass relayed his optimism about what this agreement can do for First Nations in the Ring of Fire region, saying it all comes down to what is best for their communities. The community has a vision to prosper from any development in our area, and the reason for the vision is that we want to be able to work with the government side by side, also work with the industry to address some of our needs in our communities, and the well-being of our community, he said. Wabass said it isn't just about working with Ontario and invested industries but also other surrounding First Nations as well. I'm very thankful that we are moving forward and looking to the future for real benefits for our communities, and we are grateful that we are part of this process where we will benefit and our young people will benefit in the near future, he added.